there is a white supremacy problem. And it's weird, old, elitist white people that are literally manipulating everybody, killing each other so they can stay in power. And it pisses me off. When I sit there pissed off watching this, watching these wild-eyed, crazy people that want to kill me because what color I am, I know who brainwashed them. I know who wound them up. I know who sent them. I don't blame the dumbasses. No, I blame Carbo and John Podesta and the Clintons and Obama and the rest of them. That's who I blame. I know they got whistleblowers out the door at the DOJ. The problem is they don't have prosecutors with testicles to do the job. Can you feel the future? Can you feel the danger? Can you feel the destruction? I certainly do. But I don't think you dumbasses that serve evil do. See, you're in a new ball game. It's a new era. And you know what Thomas Jefferson said? The blood of patriots and tyrants waters the tree of liberty. And I don't want that. And there's a good chance we can avoid a lot of that. But not according to the left. They are just whole hog, let's get it on. And so, you know my view, I think it's your view, not out starting fights, not trying to get in trouble. But if people are looking for trouble, they came to the right place. If you want a war, you got one. If you have some need to be stomped into the ground, well, you came to the right place with the American people. Because America was asleep, and you thought we were intimidated while you pissed in our faces and did all this to us. No, people were asleep. The spell is lifted. It's over. You need to learn to look at a weather vane and see which way the wind blows. It's blowing against you. And this wind, this headwind, is unstoppable. The only question is, are you smart enough to understand that? Surrender is your only option. Surrender now. Give up now. Stop now. The incredibly positive health effects of methylene blue are well documented. RFK Jr. has promoted it. He takes it daily. But I got to tell you, I had taken it 7 years ago. My medical doctor recommended it. He said, just get a USP brand that means medical grade. And I bought it on Amazon. Had almost no effect. But when our sponsor, Bigly, at theauctionstore.com, came out with theirs 8 months ago, made in Florida by a literal laboratory, it blew me away and changed my life. The clarity, the focus, the energy with no letdown has been insane. And in the last 8 months, you've seen everybody from Roseanne Barr to you name it, take the product and just have absolutely insane clarity and energy effects generally in about 30 minutes. That's incredible. But everybody that I know that's taken it, that I've checked back with, has long-term effects in the first few weeks and months that just build up. Better workouts, better clarity, better sleep, better focus. It's simply insane. Experience what Patrick Byrne experienced. Experience what Stuart Rhodes experienced. Experience what all these other individuals experienced when they took this incredible product in capsules and in the liquid at thealexjonesstore.com. And then when you experience it, tell your friends and family about it and tell them about the broadcast so they don't just get this great product and the great effects, they also find the truth. This is a 360 win for everyone.
I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Feels pretty good.
That is what it feels like. My brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
Yeah!
You better start drinking that methylene blue, son.
But it's not just our in-studio guests that have taken it and been blown away, all of them. It's the callers. It's the listeners. It's a mailman from Rhode Island. Here's just a small sampling of the testimonials of our callers and listeners when they took ultramethylene blue.
I have shared the methylene blue with my crew, and everybody has really noticed the effect.
I was in a wheelchair. That methylene blue, I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it.
This is the best product you guys have ever had.
I feel like I'm 25.
Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
We only sell supplements that are documented to absolutely blow people away because we want you to have a great effect so you come back and get it again and again. And it's so good for you. So experience what our guests, our families, our friends have experienced themselves by getting ultramethylene blue in capsules and in tincture discounted right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Take action, defend the Republic, defend the First Amendment, defend the info war, and empower your body, empower your health, and empower your life. All right, investigative journalist Max Blumenthal joins us in 60 seconds. You don't want to miss this information. This is Critical Intel. Share the live feeds now. We'll be right back.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Predicted, and it wasn't hard to do. MAGA Trump land is now in a four front civil war. And when I predicted his handling of Epstein being so disastrous 10 months ago, people got pissed at me like I was a party pooper. And then when you saw all this bizarre Israel first stuff, and then added Cash Patel running around, you know, through his proxy, suing everybody for absolutely nothing, like Elijah Schaefer. And then you've got Trump saying, yeah, no, there's no talent in America. They're going to use that. And the rest of it, it's a disaster. Because, I mean, the Democrats, for all the Republican problems, are absolutely a rotten fish from, you know, the head down. I mean, they're just bonker town dangerous. And so we need Trump to succeed. But that said, Trump's base is not like, on average, the servile Democrats. They're more sophisticated, and they're based on moral guidestones that they expect. So Trump went down like 6-7 points. We had the pollsters on that are very accurate, like Mark Mitchell, when he said, if you want Epstein out, you believe that, you know, you're not MAGA. You're not in our movement. Well, that's like 95% of your base. I mean, that's like, you've been wondering why she's leaving you. I mean, that was, yeah. I mean, this is like, I mean, maybe you can knock her upside the head a few times. She forgives you the first time you go to counseling. But I'm like, don't beat us up anymore, or, you know, we're going to have to get the station wagon with the kids and leave. I mean, that's my analogy. And then he's got Patel suing people with lawfare and using lawfare liberal terms like microaggressions. And, well, you didn't say she's a Mossad agent, but you did criticize Israel before. I mean, this is disgusting. And then we've got Todd Blanche. It's not enough he killed a criminal investigation, the ones he knows about, into the Democrats, the DOJ suing me and creating, you know, the big lie that I did all this stuff to people to raise, you know, money for themselves. He's like, Jones is fringe. It doesn't deserve help. And then he's keeping people in jail that are heroes that expose election fraud in Colorado. And Patel's up there during the headlights saying, no, crooks acted alone. And now they've been caught. And I don't just have this from sources. I have it from our reporters. It's about to break. Brown Morello. He did have social media. He did have metadata. And it all got scrubbed, and they got caught lying about it. So now you have Cash Patel and them joining in on the cover-up that went under the Democrats, and everybody knows what we saw. And that's a whole other thing. We could do 10 hours on that. But I've had Delta Force, Green Berets, Navy SEALs. I'm a decent shooter, not a ballistics guy, but Crooks gets off his shots. Somebody else, when he doesn't get the shot, shoots from way off in the woods or by the water tower. You see it hitting the bags and hitting people, bigger, higher caliber. And they're like, nope, nothing going on here. And his parents are both behavioral psychologists, and his house is like a clean room. And then he goes on and on. And then you got the pipe bomber stuff coming out. And now they've got a rapid reaction force trying to shut that down. Now the FBI has created a rapid response team to go after Tucker. And you've got all the neocons, probably Mossad agents, quite frankly, you know, making open threats, kill the fox in the hen house, you know, neutralize it. And even Megyn Kelly figured this out. And she's like, what are you going to do when somebody busts a cap in Tucker? This is dangerous, folks. So that's a lot. I don't know where he wants to go first, because I want him on about the Elijah Schaefer suit, because I saw Elijah reading off of it. And I called him and I said, Elijah, have you posted the suit? I go, I believe you, because he did similar stuff to me. This is even crazier. He goes, oh, yeah, maybe I should post it. I'm like, yeah, you might want to post that lawsuit. So he gave it to us. It's worse than he said. I mean, this is, they go, well, it's true. He didn't ever say she's a Mossad agent, but he did criticize the Gaza war, so he deserves to be shut down. I mean, what? And then it's his PR firm, his charity, his law firm, FBI lawyers. Shut up now. We only have like 30 minutes, 35 minutes. Max Blumenthal, great journalist, really smart guy, thegrayzone.com. He broke the Elijah Schaefer stuff. And he's, again, joins us right now. Really appreciate him coming on with us. I'm going to try to shut up because I've kind of already thrown out my wad there. But this is just, this is wild. Where do you want to start? Do you agree we're going into MAGA Civil War? You want to start with the Elijah Schaefer suit? You want to start with the Epstein stuff? Because it's all interconnected. Where do you want to go?
I don't even know if we can call this a civil war. It's like the base against the donor class and all the phonies that the donor class has just put out there. It's the 99% of MAGA against the 1%. That's
exactly
the way
it's a literal class war. The real populist movement that took over part of the Republican Party is now at war with the Republican establishment that's uniparty holding on by its fingernails.
And something I do want to talk about at some point, but I think we should, you know, cover everything.
No, you got the floor. I'm going to shut up right now.
You were saying, but Donald Trump is being pushed by Marco Rubio, one of the co-authors of TPS, to attack Venezuela. He's about to destabilize South America and cause another massive migration wave and a civil war in South America. They're lying about Venezuela being a narco cartel government. The cocaine and fentanyl is not coming from there. It's coming from the West Coast, from countries that are allied with the U.S. And they are going to bring real cartels there from Colombia, flooding Venezuela. It's going to be a disaster. They're lying to you about that. They've lied again and again and again. And I think people are starting to wake up to being sold out on all of these promises. And Trump saying he was going to fight the deep state. Kash Patel said he was going to fight the deep state. He started a foundation to take on the deep state with legal action. And now he is using the chair of that foundation to sue Elijah Schaefer and other America First personalities, including a former FBI agent, Kyle Serafin, who is a conservative FBI agent, someone who wasn't part of the so-called liberal deep state, because Kyle Serafin, what did he do? He embarrassed Kash Patel by exposing that he was taking the FBI's jet on, you know, our dime as U.S. taxpayers to go on a date night with his girlfriend, Alexis Wilkins, to see her sing the national anthem at a pro wrestling event in Pennsylvania. I think he was flying out from Las Vegas.
And he basically ran for FBI director years ago against Ray, saying he used a private jet.
Yep.
And then he uses it way more than he did.
Yep. I mean, way more. And so, first of all, I don't know why Kash Patel, it would be much more convenient to move in with his girlfriend, but he's still living with his male roommate in Las Vegas. And he's now filing a $5 million lawsuit against Kyle Serafin as well. And he's suing someone named Sam Parker, who, as far as I know, I mean, I haven't even heard from him, so he probably can't even afford legal counsel.
Why go after, because Serafin said a little bit, but I don't think it's defamatory. He just covered what was being said. Maybe she's a honeypot. You're allowed to say that. He could say maybe she's a Martian. Maybe the moon's made of cheese. But now going after Elijah Schaefer, I mean, they actually say he didn't say anything. This is crazy.
Right, right. He posted a photo, of a real photo of Kash Patel and his girlfriend quote tweeting a quote about Mossad honeypots in Iran. And it was obviously tongue-in-cheek. It was obviously humorous to me because a lot of people in the MAGA base, from my point of view, are wondering, what the hell happened to Kash Patel? He was promising radical disclosure on Epstein, on the JFK files. And now he's claiming, he sounds like Epstein's lawyer when he's testifying before Congress, claiming Epstein trafficked women to no one. He actually said no one. What he meant was no one but himself. But this sounds like something Alan Dershowitz would have said.
And then his partner in crime, Epstein's, is in prison for trafficking and abuse, but it doesn't exist.
Right. And so he signed the joint memo with Pam Bondi in July to basically suppress the Epstein files. Trump is bringing Lauren Boebert into the Situation Room, I think with Patel and Bondi, to intimidate her against signing on to the petition to release the Epstein files. Everybody in Congress knows, all the GOP members of Congress know, it's the kiss of death to go against this petition. But Donald Trump is obviously afraid of something. He's afraid of being exposed further. And Kash Patel's role is not only covering him, but he's using his own foundation, his own personal lawyer, hiding behind his girlfriend as proxy to sue the Voices of America First, who helped make Donald Trump's comeback possible, including Elijah Schaefer, who I think has been your co-host and been a guest on your show.
Yes, we've been friends a long time.
They're attacking you by proxy.
Well, I mean, I had a lot to cover with you, but you're a smart guy. Let me ask you this. If I wanted to destroy myself, I would do the things Trump, Patel, and Bongino have been doing. I mean, it's perfectly done to make themselves look like villains and create mega Streisand effects. What the hell is going on here?
Yeah, I mean, it started, I think, in July, where Trump lost his mystique. But Epstein's it's a symbol of something much bigger that I saw coming when Donald Trump was running for office and Miriam Adelson, the Israeli warlord, the Israeli Likudnik warlord, who is an American citizen, but couldn't really tell you, probably doesn't know the rules of NFL football, couldn't really tell you where a good steakhouse is in Denver. She's basically an Israeli who's here to manipulate the U.S. government and is the heir to the fortune of casino baron Sheldon Adelson. And she and Sheldon have kicked in $230 million into Trump's campaigns. And she was one of the top funders of Donald Trump. And so I knew that his brand of America First was going to be turned into Israel First as soon as he became president. And then when he fails to release the Epstein files, people start asking questions about, for example, I don't know, Mossad honeypots. What was Jeffrey Epstein? He was clearly working with the Mossad. He was his closest friend was a former Israeli prime minister.
Ehud Barak, constantly there. He took over the family business from known Mossad asset, Maxwell's dad. It's ridiculously obvious.
Right, right. I mean, Robert Maxwell ended his life. I mean, his final chapter was really in Israel, and he was basically given a state funeral in Israel. And Jeffrey Epstein, he's a bipartisan figure. You can see from these emails. He's like the epitome of deep state. You know, he's hanging out with Larry Summers one day, he's hanging out with Donald Trump the next day. Donald Trump used to cavort with Bill Clinton and hang out with Playboy bunnies with Jeffrey Epstein. So that was all well known, but now it's pretty obvious Donald Trump doesn't want it coming out. And now we see Donald Trump is a creature of this duopoly who's taking money from basically a foreign billionaire in order to enact measures on behalf of an apartheid state that just committed genocide right before our eyes, that is undergoing right now in Israel. They're having a huge scandal because soldiers have been caught on video raping Palestinian prisoners with batons in Israeli torture dungeons. And the Israeli army lawyer who sought to expose it attempted to commit suicide, and now she's being prosecuted. And this is the country that Donald Trump is upholding as our greatest ally.
And they have Knesset members on TV saying they deserve it. We should make this an official law to rape people.
Yes. And that they just passed a law in the Knesset to execute these captives. It's that kind of savagery that makes people question why we have to, in the words of Kash Patel, why in December 2024, in an FBI interview, America must prioritize Israel. That's what Kash Patel said. Why does America have to prioritize Israel? I mean, some people watching this might have some pro-Israel opinions or might not be sympathetic to Palestinians, but why do we have to constantly prioritize that country?
Well, I was going to say, I'm not some Islamic lover, and I don't want to blow up Israel, but the classic, you know, stereotypes and all this of what people said about Israel is definitely happening. Netanyahu's openly trying to take over the Republican Party from the beginning. He sees the weakness of the Democrats, and then you've got their spokesman openly making threats, getting very vicious, trying to bully America, which is the perfect storm to make people completely turn against Israel. So I think it's important to expose bad things Israel does. My issue is it's become the giant zeitgeist, and it's only getting worse, and Israel is completely losing the propaganda battle. And so what do you think the thinking is there? Just arrogance, or what the hell is happening, Max Blumenthal?
I mean, what we see, they've clearly gone too far, and they've had control over the Republican Party lock, stock, and barrel since there were these battles in the 1980s and early 90s in which Pat Buchanan and figures below him like Joseph Sobran at the National Review were basically kicked out of the movement. And the party started taking in tons of pro-Israel money. And then they created this kind of Christian Zionist movement, which was fueled by pro-Israel money. That
Nixon warned of, and Buchanan was just his protege. So Buchanan was just a hangover of Nixon, which part of the reason they removed him was because he was trying to stop the Israel lobby takeover as well.
So now we see the same thing playing out then, but on a much greater level at the Heritage Foundation, which is like the outsourced brain of the Republican Party. It's really where the conservative movement's ideas get turned into policy. And their president, Kevin Roberts, said, we should just be able to have a debate over Israel, over U.S. policy towards Israel as Americans. And he was sort of referring to Tucker Carlson being able to host whoever he wants on his show. And that caused the biggest freak out. And a donor threatened to pull $500,000 from the Heritage Foundation. Kevin Roberts was treated to 2 hours of ritual humiliation from members of his own staff.
It was a literal Maoist struggle session.
Yes, yes. It really looked like that. Other members of his staff who agreed with him, there should be a debate on this, were asked to go to a Shabbat dinner that Friday. And obviously, if they didn't show up, they were going to be suspect. It's the same thing that was happening in TPUSA in the weeks before Charlie Kirk's death, where he was losing donors like the aptly named Robert Shillman, who pulled $2 million out because Charlie Kirk said, I want to focus on America and not this other country. And Kevin Roberts is about to, he may lose his job, and he had to retract everything. And now the top target is Tucker and Megyn Kelly. The Babylon Bee, which is supposed to be sort of the America First conservative onion, but really is an Israel First publication run by Seth Dillon, who's heavily involved with all these Israel lobbyists, just put out a joke claiming Megyn Kelly just got rid of her old pager, referring to Israel's pager terrorist attack in Lebanon. So basically a death threat to Megyn Kelly.
And all she said in the video we have, we'll play when we come back,
yeah,
is, look, Levin, you guys are turning the heat up. If somebody kills Tucker, you're in big problems. Let's turn the heat down. She's not anti-Israel. And so I forgot the Charlie ingredient. So you have the Epstein cover-up. You have, you know, the Iran thing and Israel trying to totally exert open power, bullying of any conservatives or populists like myself, saying I work for Qatar and all this ridiculous crap, never even talked to him, got dollar one. All of that pisses people off. Then Charlie makes all these statements about, I'm America First, Israel isn't bullying me. Then he dies. Then Patel gets caught. We first broke it, confirmed now, saying no foreign involvement. You're not allowed to investigate it, getting in Tulsi Gabbard's face when they said they found intel of possible foreign involvement and domestic groups. So there's a cover up there. And then you have all these threats coming out. I mean, just open threats by Josh Hammer and by Levin and by all of them. And people are like, whoa, like I was on the fence. I didn't want to come out and implicate Israel. And I don't think I still don't see real evidence, but there's certainly like trying to do that, trying to be the villain. What is going on here?
Yeah, what did Josh Hammer say? That Tucker has to be neutralized?
Like a fox in a hen house.
And you wonder why people believe the conspiracy theory that Israel killed Charlie Kirk. I mean, look at how they're behaving. In addition to the global assassination ring that Israel's Mossad runs, look at how they're behaving towards America First personalities. Megyn Kelly gets basically a pager threat. Okay, I never said that there was evidence that Israel killed Charlie Kirk, but many people believe it, and you wonder why. Do they care about anything else? Like, do they care about the precepts of America First, the original branding and ethos of making America great again, of bringing American jobs back, of closing the border, and those kinds of things that got Trump elected? It looks like they only care about Israel, and yet they have this powerful donor class behind them, Adelson, Bernard Marcus, Perlmutter, Robert Shillman, and they're able to control and manipulate organizations. And then they start to seem like anti-Semitic stereotypes, which to me, being an American Jew, is really dangerous, because this is what so many people see as the image of American Jews, is Ben Shapiro saying that youth in New York shouldn't be able to live in the place that they grew up if they can't afford it, and this is what America's all about.
Well, and saying screw Venezuela having family values. Family values don't matter. But it gets worse. Yeah. Have you seen Levin in a weird, when he read Tucker Carlson's text messages about, hey, debate me? Said nothing about his stepson. And he goes, you just threatened my stepson. I see you in person. You're going to get it. And then he's up on a stage at one of these, APAC groups. And he's a week and a half ago. And he's like, you think your little show? You got to get through us. Yeah, we're going to take you off the air. That's how, I mean, he literally sounds like an Italian gangster in a stereotypical movie. I mean, whoa.
Well, he sounds like Meyer Lansky. Who did the Jewish gangster who did the books for Lucky Luciano and Cosa Nostra. And Meyer Lansky actually helped set Sheldon Adelson up with the Sands in Las Vegas, along with Bugsy Siegel. And that's where Mark Levin was speaking from, wearing a gold tie. So he's basically like the PR agent for the mafia, threatening everyone, saying, you think your stupid little podcast can succeed? You think anyone cares about your radio show? We'll destroy you. Basically saying there's no democracy. It doesn't matter what the people think. We have this donor class behind us.
Well, I was told by a very important, powerful billionaire, I'll leave it at that, just a few months ago, he said, listen, this is very dangerous. He goes, we know. We're trying to keep it out because it'll blow everything up. We just want stability. But he said, this is Meyer Lansky's group. It's the same group. He said, it's not like they just come from that. It is that mafia. I mean, but what you just basically said is they say, no, this is Meyer Lansky, Bugsy Siegel's, grandkids and kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, where did Meyer Lansky try to flee when he was kicked out of Cuba? He tried to go to Israel, where they have a non-extradition policy. It's filled with mafia from Eastern Europe. The guy that just got rung up in this huge scandal rocking Ukraine, who is considered Zelensky's wallet, has just fled to Israel. It looks like he embezzled like $100 million of taxpayer money, which is our money, going into Ukraine. This is mafia stuff.
Max Blumenthal, stay there. I only got like 15 minutes left with you. I want to come back, give me the floor on these other issues, how it ties together. Incredible analysis. It's just true. And is it chutzpah? Is it arrogance? I mean, because Napoleon said never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake. Well, I don't think Israel's my enemy. I mean, and I can think ahead. This is going to be explosive. We've got Tucker talking about it. We've got Megyn Kelly, too. We'll play those clips when we come back. Stay with us.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. Was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of thermoregulation issues, morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The Methylene Blue. Yeah, the Methylene Blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together. and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Barring a miracle in the courts, InfoWars should be shut down somewhere close to January 1st. But that's just a website. It's just these studios. The InfoWar belongs to the people of America and the world. Population doing their own research, getting involved with the community, and studying what the globalists are doing, exposing them and resisting them. And we've come from basically 1% of the population knowing what was happening 31 years ago when I got involved in the fight, to close to half of the people, not just in America, but around the world, being incredibly awake and engaged and informed. So that's so exciting. And we have fought so hard together, that's why we've been targeted. Because the globalists want to take us off the air so that we can't continue to tell the truth. But this operation is just one manifestation of the InfoWars. So I want to thank all of you over the decades. InfoWars has been around 28 years for not just supporting the InfoWar, but being the InfoWar. Now, that said, the legendary shopping cart, InfoWarsStore.com, with all the great products that kept us on the air through all those fights, it's still up and operating. Everything is still being shipped out. Within a day or two of your orders coming in, and two of our fan favorites are available for the last time at InfoWarsStore.com. These just came in, brand new, fresh, Ultimate Fish Oil, the three certified best types of fish oil that do such incredible things for your body. Last up to 18 to 24 months, so you can also save it if you need to. And again, it is documented to be so good for your mind, your cardiovascular system, your immune system, and so much more. Fish oil, period, is great. Ours is the highest grade because it's been cold pressed, meaning it wasn't heated up or boiled. It wasn't homogenized. So you get the full effect. That is back in stock for a limited time for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. It's been out now for 8 years. Hard to believe that. When we first did this with a top manufacturer, no one else had ever done it. We went to them, we said, what's the strongest turmeric concentrate on the market? And they said about 75%, and we put it out. That's what we'd gone to them. We said, well, how high can you go? They said 95% curcuminoid. That's what is the thing that does the great effects of anti-inflammatory, overall health, immune system, you name it, in turmeric. And they explained, listen, you don't need to go that high. Just raw turmeric capsules are 4%, and people get amazing, amazing responses from it. 75 is just over the top. I said, no, go 95%. Now the industry all over the place has gone to 95% curcuminoid. So we are continuing to trailblaze and be leaders in this. So it is your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site and the legendary fight. Thank you so much for your support. Now stock up while you can on Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Trump's approval ratings also down, according to real pollsters, and I see on the street. I got my finger on the pulse, meeting with the leader of Al-Qaeda, the dictator of Syria. I understand he inherited that, but you don't have to slobber all over him. It's just all real bad. And, again, some of my listeners are like, well, we need Trump to succeed. Stop talking about it. No, we have the White House's attention, okay? And we've been able to fix some things here, so I'm trying to salvage things. But this is going downhill fast. But let me just say it this way, and we'll go to our guest and let him get to all the other topics. He's got to go here in about 12 minutes. I study second, third, fourth order consequences. And so everybody that wants to blow Israel up and thinks it's so cool. I mean, I saw the Young Turks yesterday from the day before literally say, yeah, we do want to get rid of Israel. We want war with Israel. So there is that camp, okay? And that's where this goes. And everybody's got to get more anti-Israel to prove they're the purest, as this becomes the only issue. And it's an important issue, and then Israel behaving like this does make it a central issue. And it's just, it's disastrous when all these different factions aren't thinking further ahead. Israel has all these nuclear weapons. The whole world, it's the most unpopular country in the world now in Gallup polls. So with the way Netanyahu wants to cling to power by crisis creation and management, and then that supercharges all the other factions, including the left and the Islamics and all that, and the Mandamis, this just gets worse and worse and leads to a very bad place. And then God knows what the Likudniks will do, a false flag on a synagogue, something. I said that 8 months ago on Tucker. He agreed. He warned that, you know, obviously they're teeing that up. This goes to a very, very bad place. It's like a game of chicken, but we all lose. So here's two short clips. Here's Megyn Kelly. She's being attacked and basically death threatened for this. Oh, well, get rid of your pager, sweetheart. Because she's like, knock it off. You know, stop. Tucker's not a, you know, quit escalating, Mark Levin. She knows them both. And then they come back and threaten her. And then here's Tucker just straight up. And I know Tucker well. He's so excited. He's the happiest he's ever been. He came to apologize to me 15 years ago for being a neocon. Pledged he'd never do it again. I was like, we don't have to come apologize to me. And he goes, well, you woke me up, my kids, with your videos. And we become really good friends over the years. And I hang out with Tucker quite a bit. I mean, he is bouncing off the walls happy. And everything he says on air is what he says behind the scenes. And he's like, I don't hate Israel. Like 8 months ago at his house, he's like, Netanyahu was just calling up, threatening me. He's like, we were, you know, hung out with him for days. He's like, they're all after me. And he goes, they don't understand. They're going to destroy themselves. This is insane. Because he can think out. He was stationed in the Middle East for years, blown up by terrorists with his CIA dad on a jumbo jet. They barely survived. And his dad had the thing covered up because they didn't know the assassination almost worked. And he didn't even know till later. But the point is that this is hardcore dangerous. So here's the two clips. We'll go back to Max Blumenthal and talk about where he sees this going and how does Trump extricate himself out of this, or if he doesn't, what does he predict is going to happen? Because this is a disaster, folks. And people, oh, not even God can sink this ship. The second term of Trump on this trajectory will be like the Titanic. Okay, and we've got time to turn away from the iceberg, but not long. Okay? And believe me, the Democrats want to put me in prison, so I need Trump to succeed. What you're getting from me is, oh, you got Qatar. I put another turban on my head. Oh, Jones is doing this because of Qatar, this imaginary bull. All right, here's the clips.
I know Tucker and Ben both. They are both under serious threats. Like, to be honest, I am too. Like, this is a very volatile time. I don't like to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it. But I'm just saying, I know both of them are under serious threats. So just put a lid on it, Mark Levin. Because I guarantee you, the wrong people listen to that, and we could have another powder keg on our hands, and you don't want that. You don't want that on your conscience. Just have a debate like a man on principle. And why don't you show up at the Turning Point event and debate him? Just debate him. That would be so good for this conservative movement you claim to love so much. You know who's at the Turning Point events? Future conservatives and current conservatives. Young people. Young people. This would be a chance for you to influence somebody under the age of 70. You should show up there and debate. Why wouldn't you debate? He's so disgusting, you can't debate him. I can see not debating Nick Fuentes, to be honest, I can. But Tucker, he's so far outside the mainstream. All the Jewish friends I have in my head who text me all the time, like, this is my father. They would all debate Tucker. They would love to debate Tucker. They've got their facts ready to go all day. Why won't he do it? And why is he sounding like a leftist shill with his rhetoric, just trying to dismiss people as like these horrible, bigoted people who I need to be, you can't even stand next to them on a stage? This is not good for America First or the conservative movement, and it's manna from heaven for progressives.
You want people to follow you? You want to sell your ideas to them? You want to convince them that what you're saying is true? Show some love for them. Demonstrate that you love, that you care about them. Why are we doing this? Because we think it's better for you. Shapiro and all of these guys, they don't make an effort to do that because they don't feel that way at all. Shut up, cattle. You're a Nazi. Give us the money for our preferred little country, or else we're going to denounce you. Man, those attitudes are incompatible with leadership and, in fact, with democracy itself. You can't have a country of 350 million people governed by boutique goals and concerns. I really care so much about this thing, and you better care about it too, or else I'm going to attack you and deplatform you. It doesn't work. It's illegitimate, actually. And if you keep it up, you're flirting with, you know, real backlash, like a real one. Not Nick Fuentes, like a real one. So cool it. Listen to other people. Don't treat them like cattle. Treat them like human beings.
Meanwhile, Levin put out audio yesterday. He's like, I don't care about podcasts, the internet. I'm on talk radio. I'm the biggest. Sorry, you're not in the top 20, dumbass. And so it's just, it shows this insane bubble. Levin just wants the attention. He's literally making Israel the villain. Max Blumenthal, Gray Zone, thegrayzone.com. Speak to whatever you want about this and those two powerful clips, but also the danger of what Tucker's talking about, where this does lead if this continues.
We're seeing the danger of it. The U.S. has become the eighth front in Israel's war, and Israel will be in a continuous war as long as it embraces this colonial model known as Zionism. It's been at war since its inception. As long as it insists on occupying millions of people, it's going to have a PR crisis, and people in the U.S. are going to speak out, and it's going to use its cutouts to try to crush them, which is why you're seeing this battle taking place. This started actually in Trump's first term. He came into office with hundreds of millions of dollars from Israeli cutout, Miriam and Sheldon Adelson, and he proceeded to assassinate a figure who had posed no threat to the United States, who actually worked directly with the U.S. military in Iraq to destroy ISIS, the second most important official in Iran, Major General Qasem Soleimani. And that started a war with Iran, which was going on today. Netanyahu asked Trump to do it, pushed him to do it. He did it. And what did Trump do this week? He welcomed in the Oval Office the founder of the Al-Qaeda branch in Syria, the co-founder of ISIS, formerly known as Mohammed al-Jolani, who is in a U.S. prison, Camp Buka in Iraq, who is now the president of Syria, not through any election, but through force. He welcomed him in the White House and sprayed Trump perfume on him and his foreign minister. This is after demonizing Zohran Mamdani, claiming there is going to be a jihadist takeover of New York. He welcomes the head of Al-Qaeda in Syria. So what's going on here? Al-Shara, that's his real name, has promised to basically stand down before Israel. And in exchange for doing whatever Israel wants as the Syrian president, Donald Trump is willing to spray perfume on you, even if you were an Al-Qaeda mass murderer. So what is going on here? Israel is dictating so much of Trump's agenda, and now it's starting to tear Donald Trump's very base apart, demoralize it, and you ask where this is going to go. Well, it's going to poison the presidential campaign of J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance, as far as I know, he's not like the most zealously pro-Israel guy like Marco Rubio is, who's a creation of the Israel lobby and the neocons. And he wants to chart a middle path. But if you try to chart a middle path, people like Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro and Benjamin Netanyahu and Josh Hammer, they're going to see you as the enemy. You have to either be all in with their mafia or you're out. And they will try to destroy him the same way they're doing his friend, Tucker Carlson, and Megyn Kelly. And that spells disaster for the Republican Party.
I agree. In closing, looking at the cover-up of Epstein, now you've got the FBI covering up crooks and people helping him. You've got this rapid response team, and it's all unraveling. Turns out they did have all this internet data and metadata on crooks. Said they didn't. That's all coming out from our own reporter. And she's coming on later. I mean, this is disintegrating very, very quickly. How do you expect the Democrats to play this? I mean, what are the different possible outcomes of this? Let me ask this. I should have said this. How does Trump extricate himself from this? I think going further than Vance did a few weeks ago, where he says, we're not against Israel, blah, 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 but, you know, we're America first, and, you know, we run this administration. Well, then we need to see real action on that repudiation, or Israel will become the number one issue. It already has, and will completely, I guess, have a battle with Trump for control. I mean, what's going to happen?
I mean, I think the young people that are speaking out on both within both parties, who are calling out the leadership on TPUSA's tour, for example, asking tough questions of Trump's children about the $230 million from Miriam Adelson, they're doing the right thing. They're not going to be psyoped into falling back in line. And we're seeing the same thing with progressives. And let's be real, the Democrats sell out their base constantly. That's what they do. They just sold out their base on the ACA. And now they're focused on the Epstein files. If they were in power, they'd probably be suppressing the Epstein files too. This is about the people against the 1%. And it goes beyond any party. So it's important to keep the focus on these issues.
No, you're right. This Americans- is true populism.
Yes.
And my issue with Israel is, how did does Netanyahu care that he's made Israel the main battleground and that he's actually losing? And does he care the whole world turned against Israel?
He only cares about himself. And if you talk to most Israelis, they'll understand that. But there's no opposition there. And as long as he keeps Israel in a state of war, then people have to rally around the flag. And that's why he's preparing another war against Iran, in which Donald Trump said he was fully on board from the beginning with Israel's unprovoked attack on Iran, which wound up, how did it wind up? A communication center at the key U.S. airbase in the Middle East was hit by Iranian ballistic missiles at the end. It's going to be more intense and more violent. And so Israel's preparing to drag the U.S. back into another war with Donald Trump.
Well, I was about to say, the U.S. is building bases in Lebanon and Syria right now. What do you think those are for?
Yeah, yeah. The U.S. is building a base in Damascus. The whole point is war with Iran. But here's another thing that's happening in Congress. It's called the U.S.-Israel Defense Partnership Act. And all the AIPAC tools in Congress are going to sign on to this. And it will force us, the U.S. taxpayer, to pay an additional $335 million to buy emerging technology and weapons on behalf of Israel. And that's why it's so important to see what's happening to Thomas Massie, one of the few members of Congress who's actually standing up against this. And what is happening? Trump is targeting him in his own rural district in Kentucky
with
$20 million from Miriam Adelson, the Israeli warlord. And this is America first. This is disgusting.
All right, last question.
People on the right are against it.
Absolutely. It's people come together. This is the ultimate symbol of insiders, outside power, special interests. It's become the, I wish China was the main focus, but okay, Israel wants to do it. Here we are. But looking at this, what about the Republican congressman Randy Fine out of Florida and all the rest of these guys literally saying, we're going to censor you, we're going to control you, and all these legislation they're passing that ends the First Amendment. The left's been the guys doing that. I'm totally against it. But now this, what about the whole censorship angle? And are you concerned about maybe a real crazy attacks of synagogue? Or, something gets staged. But I don't see Netanyahu wanting to lose this. So if I was him, and he's Mr. False Flag, heavily involved 9/11 right through, I smell a red, wave the red shirt event. Israel needs that.
Yeah. Randy Fine and all these characters are the biggest advocates of hate speech laws to define whatever they don't like as hate speech. And this is something you traditionally associated with the quote-unquote woke left. Well, now it's the neocon Likudnik right that's really actually getting real action on this. And you're right to bring up the specter of false flags as well as manufactured anti-Semitism in order to create hysteria, in order to lock down the public speech and our ability to organize according to the First Amendment. And New York will be ground zero. They're freaked out about Zohran Mamdani. They want to discredit him. There's so many ways they could approach that. The recent spray painting of swastikas on a synagogue in Brooklyn, we don't know who did it, but it's very suspicious. And I think everyone needs to look at what's happening with a skeptical eye, including the Michigan terror plot that Kash Patel claimed to have busted when they didn't even know what the plot was.
It's just like the Whitmer kidnapping. And so, final point. I keep holding you. I gotta go, but
yeah,
that's the last ingredient.
The Whitmer kidnapping plot. It was an FBI manufactured plot. So be skeptical. Don't be psyoped into submission. This is about the people against the 1%, and it goes beyond parties, and we know what the problem is here. And it's great to see people, young people who are in the America First movement, who are on the right, finally waking up to what the problem is.
Well, I was going
to
say, I'm proud of Trump supporters, and not just the young ones, they're the main ones. I'm proud because I've got older families concerned that are Trump supporters. I'm glad that we're not like the Democrats, that we actually are trying to be moral. I mean, I think that shows this is the right wing is the main populist movement right now. It's not even right wing. It's just a rebellion against it. But when you said Mamdani 9/11, I hadn't even thought of that. Oh, if I was the Likudniks and their branch in our government, the Defense Department, that's just as bad as Israel wanting wars. Ooh, a new 9/11 to blame on Mamdani. And I'm not a Mamdani defender, but that makes perfect sense, Max.
Yeah, I mean, Trevor Aronson, the terror researcher, wrote a book called The Terror Factory, showing that over 90% of the so-called ISIS and Al-Qaeda plots in the United States during the Obama era were cooked up by the FBI. Just look up what happened in Garland, Texas. Watch the 60 Minutes report on that. The FBI actually followed the shooters to the site of the shooting and made sure that they did it. So we need to be prepared for that as well. And I think people are not trusting the official story. They know that if Trump attacks Venezuela, it's on the basis of lies. They know that the cartel that Nicolas Maduro is said to be in charge of, Cartel of the Suns, was actually created by the CIA in the early 90s in order to ship drugs into the United States on behalf of the DEA. There was a 60 Minutes report on that as well. They know the WMD stuff and the false flag stuff, it's not going to work anymore. And so we're seeing more and more desperation as everybody on the left and the right realizes that the enemy isn't the guy in the bar room. It's the guy in the corporate boardroom who exists in an air-conditioned office behind closed doors, unaccountable to the public, firing off emails to Jeffrey Epstein asking him for dating advice.
Wow. Impressive. Max Blumenthal, thegrayzone.com. A must visit. Max Blumenthal on X. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Man, you know, everything he said is true. That's what I love about him. He's really smart. He's informed. It just calls balls and strikes. I am extremely upset. This is a total disaster. I told you a month ago, Trump's losing support in his base because I got my finger on the pulse. I don't need to see polls. But the polls show it. And then for my listeners that get pissed at me and say, you're being, you know, a killjoy. No, I'm not. I understand that. Here's the deal. Israel's not going anywhere. I don't want to blow up Israel. The Young Turks say they want war with them. I meant to get that clip to the crew from 2 days ago. That's where this goes. And the worse Israel acts, the more those people get energized. And they are as happy as a pig and you know what right now. People can say, well, why do you want Israel to exist? A, I'm not against Israel. It's done a lot of bad things to expand. It's done. They got nuclear weapons. They ain't going nowhere. They're not going anywhere, and you're going to end up causing a conflagration. And I see the Israel lobby rushing in, doing everything you do to make this as bad as possible. And then I guess Netanyahu and Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin get to be the heroes for their group in all of this while you're exacerbating and supercharging all of it. I want peace and security and stability and a future. The world is so dangerous. We've got so many problems. And I have really tried to get people to focus on all the other big issues because those are big issues. There's plenty of people that just spend all day on Israel. I am forced now to spend half the show on Israel because I'm trying to get our government and the Israeli government to correct what they're doing. So it may feel good for Mark Levin to beat his chest and put these threats out and that idiot Josh Hammer. And it must feel good to just be a one-trick pony and have one issue and you don't have to worry about anything else. You just do whatever you think and you're right. You can cause all the problems, make all the threats and censor people and all this crap. And then you don't think about any of the repercussions. I mean, there are a lot of people in my life that people I've known that if society totally collapsed and road warrior, there's no more whatever, and they, you know, eye for an eye, that, you know, I saw them on the street, they'd have a problem. But I got to think about what would happen if I did the thing I want to do. Well, I can't do that. Plus, they're not even worth it. But it just must feel good to be Mark Levin sitting up there saying he's got the biggest audience when he's not even the top 20. I mean, I've been number one English speaker in the world, not just news. I've been number one. I'm in the top five. But it's not like it's a responsibility. I'm actually glad I'm not number one now. But then I got to see somebody that's never won the Indy 500. It'd be like if you never won a Super Bowl ring, and I've won like five of them. He's talking about how he's the best football player. I'm like, dude, you ain't got a Super Bowl ring. I got five. It's like some guy that never even made the NBA telling me he's Michael Jordan. I'm just like, dude, shut up. You are pathetic. Sounds like a little kid. You got the biggest show. It's just like, what? You sound like, 10-year-old. It's just like, dude, think a little more about what you do, you schmuck. Seriously, man. God help us. Oh, boy. There's still time to get out of this. But we've got to make as much noise and get as upset as we can. Believe me, the White House is watching right now. And there's a lot of people who agree with us there. And we got to stop being afraid of Netanyahu. And we got to just tell it like it is. Because Netanyahu has made himself stay in power, the issue. He knows exactly what he's doing. With all the problems in the world, I'll ask the Jews this. Do you want to be stuck in the middle of all this? Like, you're the only issue? Because that's what you've done. That's what your leaders have done. And I don't blame you. I'm just saying you need to be heard from. And not just instinctively line up with Netanyahu and get under his black wings. Coming with Danzig under her black wings next segment. All right, I'm going to go to break. Roger Stone's coming with all the exclusive inside baseball and everything. Then we've got Brianna Morello with breaking intel, exclusive information on what's really happening with the cover-up of the crooks. This is big news, folks. On the crooks assassination cover-up. And we've got Kyle Serafin with bombshell information with all this FBI garbage going on. So much more today. Don't forget, I'm not funded by George Soros or Qatar or the Israelis or the Russians. I'm funded by you, the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. You decide how strong we are. You decide whether the dog hunts. And we have the very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, this new flip knife that's so amazing. They only got 600 of them. It's going to sell today. It's all there, and today's the last day to buy one bottle of our incredible Shilajit gummies. Giant bottle of it. So incredible for your whole body, your stamina, libido, energy. And get one bottle free in tonight at midnight. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And the new D2 stainless steel flip action blade. It's incredible. Murdered out. Scott came today and said, this is not one of the knives I got them to get. They got to go. This is my favorite. God, this is awesome. This knife's like $80 in stores. You get it for $40 right now. It's going to sell out right now. But tonight's the last night to get one bottle of Shilajit that boosts testosterone and so much more, and get one free. Take action now.
You can judge a man by the enemies he dares to defy. He stands against those who would chain the voice of freedom, battling shadowy forces that seek to silence truth. He rises against those who would disarm the people, a lone sentinel guarding the rights of the many. Through the fire of unjust legal warfare, he fights. Not for himself, but for those who cannot. Stripped of wealth, betrayed by systems, yet driven by an unyielding hunger for justice. On the altar of truth, he swears an oath, enduring relentless assaults, slander, schemes, and ceaseless attacks.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
InfoWars is shutting down.
And he remains unbroken, unbowed, unstoppable. His enemies thought they could crush him, thought they could bury his resolve. They were wrong. From the ashes of their lies, he rises stronger, a beacon of defiance in a world of shadows. His enemies reveal his strength, his courage, his heart. But this fight is not his alone. It belongs to every soul who yearns for truth, who dares to stand tall. Will you join him? Will you rise against the tide of tyranny? For a man is not defined by the enemies he faces, but by the fire he carries within. Stand with him. Fight for truth. The battle begins now.
Forged in the fires of liberty, the Alex Jones Network Live app stormed to number one in Apple's trending news apps. Big tech tried to bury it, but freedom's flame can't be extinguished. AJN Live delivers raw truth, uncensored broadcasts, hard-hitting reports, and live alerts the elites dread. Don't let censorship win. Download now. Stand tall. Join the fight. AJN Live, forged by liberty, powered by truth. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.